So today we begin Shoresh Beis of the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. We'll obviously begin just by defining what the Shoresh is, and discussing some of its more controversial aspects, because the second Shoresh of the Rambam happens to be, I'm not going to say the most controversial, but definitely one of the more controversial Shoreshim in the Rambam. We saw that the first one was that you should count Mitzvos De'oraisa, not Mitzvos De'rabanan. And we saw the Bahag does count Mitzvos De'rabanan, but on the whole, everybody pretty much seems to adopt that principle that, the Bahag aside, that it should specifically be Mitzvos De'oraisa. Shoresh Beis, by contrast, is a lot more controversial. The Rambam begins the second Shoresh by saying, Shoresh Sheni, She'in Roi Limnos Kol Ma Shalomdim Ba'achas Mishloshes Armidos She'atorah Nedreshes Behen. Omei Ribu. Rambam says that you can't include in the Taryag Mitzvos anything that is learned through the 13 hermeneutic principles, the Yud Gimel Midos She'atorah Nedreshes Behen, which we say every morning in Rabbi Yishmael, right before Pesukei Dezimra, or from a Ribuy. Any kind of drasha from a Pasuk cannot be included in the Taryag Mitzvos. Now, it's important to just define our terms here. We have two, broadly speaking, two categories called Mitzvos De'oraisa and Mitzvos De'rabanan. Obviously, we were highlighting that significantly in the first Shoresh. There are biblical mitzvos and there are rabbinic mitzvos. Now, within Mitzvos De'oraisa, traditionally, we conceive of two different types. Some are Meforash Bakra. They are written explicitly in the Pasuk. Shatnez or Ma'akeh, or there are lots of mitzvos that are written, Yibum, there are lots of mitzvos that are written explicitly in the Pesukim themselves. Then there are lots of Dinim De'oraisa that are not written explicitly in the Pesukim, but are derived through Drasha. All sorts of halachos of Yerusha are learned through drasha, and all sorts of halachos all over the place are learned through drasha. Right? We have these principles that the Torah gives us. That's called Torah Shebaal Peh, through which we interpret the Torah Shebichsav, and that's not usually considered Derabanan. That's usually considered Toraisa She'ena Meforash Bakra. But this Shoresh of the Rambam seems to challenge that entire notion, at least at the outset. The Rambam seems to be saying that what is De'oraisa? What is De'oraisa are things that are explicitly in the Pasuk, but anything that's learned out through those hermeneutic principles, that's learned out through the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Dreshes Pahem, or through a Riboy, anything that's learned out through a Drasha, cannot be included. The Rambam does make an exception for cases where the Gemara says explicitly that it is De'oraisa. Sometimes the Gemara will make a Drasha, and then explicate that drasha is mi de'oraisa. So in those cases, the Rambam is willing to concede that is a halacha de'oraisa, because the Gemara does say explicitly that is a halacha de'oraisa, but otherwise the Rambam says it should not be counted. The Rambam makes reference to the Gemara Yevamos, which says, ein mikra yotze mi de pshuto, that pshuto shal mikra is, and again, the way the Rambam interprets this to mean is, in this context, that pshat is the part that is de'oraisa to be counted, and anything that's not pshat cannot be counted, appears to be de'rabanan. The Rambam then qualifies, and he almost hedges a little bit. He says, "V'ulai tachshov she'ani bo reach milimnosan lechioson bilti amitios." He says, maybe you'll think that the reason why I'm not counting these halachos is because I think they're not true. You know, again, the Rambam was dealing at a time when there were kara'im who were rejecting all sorts of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam says, "Chalila, that you should think that I'm saying that they're not true." Or maybe you'll think that I'll say, oh, some of them are true, some of them are not true. He says, Ein zu hasiba. This is not the reason why I'm not counting them. And then he says something interesting. Aval hasiba ki kol ma sheyotzi adam anafim min hasharashim sheneemru lo lemoshe b'sinai bebeyer v'heim taryag mitzvos v'afilu haya hamotzi moshe ba'atzmo ein ra'i lemnosan. He says that these are considered not sharashim, they're anafim min hasharashim. He says, all these drushos are not the Taryag Mitzvos themselves. The Taryag Mitzvos are the Shorashim. They are the roots of this tree of Torah. He's using the same metaphor that we use in Sefer Tehillim. It's Chaim Hilam Achazikim Ba. The Shorashim are the Mitzvos. Those are the roots. And all these drushos are Anafim. They are like branches. So it's not that I think they're not true. It's just that they can't be included in the Taryag Mitzvos because in this metaphorical tree, they are branches, not roots. That's what the Rambam says. Now, the Ramban takes the Rambam to task on this entire Shoresh, and the Ramban really disputes the entire premise, really, of this Shoresh base. First, the Ramban points out that usually when you have a drasha, the assumption of the Gemara appears to be that it is mi de'oraisa. When a drasha is not mi de'oraisa, what does the Gemara go out of its way to say? Asmachtahi. The Gemara goes out of its way to point out that this is not de'oraisa, but rather it's mi de'rabanan, and that the drasha itself is merely an asmachta. What about Ein Mikra Yotze Mide Pshuto? The Ramban says that the Rambam seems to be misinterpreting that principle. Ein Mikra Yotze Mide Pshuto means that you can't get rid of the pshat. That doesn't mean that anything that is not pshat is invalid. Those are two entirely different statements. It's one thing to tell me that, oh, if I make a drasha, I also need to take into account the pshat. That's the way the Ramban interprets Ein Mikra Yotze Mide Pshuto. It's an entirely separate thing to say that anything that is not pshat is invalid. You could have multiple interpretations of a pasuk, certainly if you believe in the infinite depth of Torah. I mean, the Ramban is certainly dealing with Torah on four layers, right? The Ramban often addresses sod as well. You could have drash, that's true. You could have pshat, that's true. And saying that Ein Mikra Yotze Mide Pshuto does not invalidate any form of drash. So the Ramban doesn't like that quotation either. And then he calls out the Rambam on seemingly trying to have his cake and eat it too. He says, Upliya das mimeni nisgava lo uchala. He says, I can't really even begin to understand what the Rambam is saying here. He says, Shem nomar ki ein hamidos hanedrashos mikubalos misinai. If you want to say that all these drashos are not a Kabbalah from Har Sinai, Pelonis dabinu lidrosh ulefarish pohenes haTorah, and we weren't commanded to use these principles in order to make all sorts of drash and all sorts of explanations of the Torah Shemoksav, im kein harehein bilti amitios. Then let's face it, then you are saying that they're not true. V'ha'emes hi pshuta dekrabelvad. You're effectively telling me that on a d'oraisa level, all that's true is pashtei dekra, is pshuto shel mikra. Lo ha'davar hanidrash, not everything that's learned from drasha. He says, Rabban, what are you telling me? On the one end, you're telling me that this is not d'oraisa, it doesn't register on a d'oraisa level, then you're telling me it is true. What do you mean? If you're telling me that it's not d'oraisa, then it's not true. It's a nice... You're effectively telling me that every single drasha is an asmahta. It's all derabanan. How can you tell me that it's true if you're telling me that it can't be included? He goes on further and he's saying, and then if you want to give me this whole anafim business, v'imhim anafim min ha'ikarim, k'gon sheyiyu chelak mehem, if you want to tell me that they are branches from the trunk or from the roots, that they're like a part of it, avilu ha'iksuvim b'feirosh lo yimnu la'atzman v'ra'u l'krosam divrei Torah. Then even if they were written explicitly in the Torah, even if they were written explicitly, they still wouldn't be counted, but they would still be called Divrei Torah. They would still be De'oraisa. He says, if you want to give me this business about them being branches but not roots, right? Then are they part of Torah? Yeah, they're still Divrei Torah. You want to tell me you're not including them in the Taryag Mitzvos? Okay, fine, you're not going to count them. But they should still be called Divrei Torah. So he's like, the Rambam's trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's trying to claim they're not Divrei Torah, but they are Anafim. They're not really true, but they are true, right? They are amitios, but they're not de'oraisa. The Rambam says, what in the world is the Rambam saying here? So in defense of the Rambam, the Megillas Esther and many of the Achronim rallied to the Rambam's defense by arguing that the Ramban is setting up a certain extreme of what the Rambam's view is. And effectively they argue that what the Ramban sets up as something that would be acceptable to him is really what the Rambam himself is trying to say. The words of the Megillas Esther, he says, what the Rambam is really trying to say as follows. Kol davar hanelma biyod gimol midos humen ha-Torah, v'dino k'din ha-dvarim ha-mefurashim ba-Torah. Anything that's learned up from the yod gimol midos is indeed mid-oraisa. And halachically speaking, it would be similar to anything that's explicitly written in the Torah. Now, might there be some differences between mefurash bakra and not mefurash bakra? Certainly, Prima Gadim in his Psycho Kolelis lists some, and even the Rambam himself, the Radvaz argues in certain contexts, maybe we'll go through that, argues that there are some differences, but on the whole, it's going to be treated as a din d'oraisa. Rak shelo yavau b'minyan taryag mitzvos. What does this mean? That they shouldn't be counted within the taryag. V'lo kara'am d'rabbanan ala yosu sover ki yesh lahaka b'hem g'divrei takanoseim. When the Rambam says d'rabbanan, he doesn't mean that halacha is like dinim d'rabbanan, sveika d'rabbanan l'kula, and all sorts of other halachos that we have pertaining to d'rabbanans. What does it mean? Aval kara'am d'rabbanan b'mnei shehem pershu lanu v'lo ba b'perish b'torah. The Rambam says, the Megillas Esther says, and again, this is a prevalent view in the Achronim, when the Rambam says Durabanan, he's not using Durabanan the way we tend to use Durabanan. It doesn't mean that it's a halacha Durabanan such that Sveika Durabanan lahaka, that if you have a suffix, you could be Mekel. It doesn't mean Durabanan such that all sorts of the chumras of De'oraisas, the Ramban listed in Shorash Aleph, would not apply. What it means is, the Chachamim explained it to us, but it is not explicit in the Torah. Midivrehem, and we'll see a couple of controversial languages the Rambam uses in Mishnah Torah, the famous language of Midivrei Sofrim, doesn't necessarily mean that it's Dirabanan the way we use the term Dirabanan. It simply means that this din that we would call de'oraisa is not explicitly in the psukim, but it is explained to us by Chazal. Now, what does that mean? That means that it cannot be included in this Taryag mitzvos. Within this list of 613, you can't include them, but in terms of their halachic stature and status, they are very much dinim de'oraisa. Now again, this is ironically what the Ramban says himself would emerge from this whole sharashim and anafim business, right? You have the ikar, you have this trunk of the tree, and then you have these anafim, these branches. The Ramban says, oh, if you wanted to tell me that these anafim are dinim de'oraisa, but just aren't counted in the Taryag mitzvos, he says, I would find that to be an acceptable view. But the Rambam goes further and says they're derabanan. What the Megillas Esther is effectively saying is, Ramban, that's really what the Rambam means. Yes, it's true he uses this language of derabanan, but he doesn't mean derabanan in a halachic hierarchy sense, he just means derabanan in terms of how we derive these halachos and how we know about them. But a very prevalent view for viewing this Rambam and getting out of some of the kashas of the Ramban is that indeed the Ramban's theoretical possibility is exactly what the Rambam means. The Rambam doesn't mean to say that anything that's learned from Yud Gimel Midos is derabanan. If you say that, you are going to indeed get into a lot of problems. And as the Ramban highlights, that's simply not the simple indication of all the Gemaras, which seem to assume that drashas are de'oraisa, and we'll say that it's asmachta if it's derabanan. They are de'oraisa. Rather, they just simply can't be elevated to the level of these roots that the Rambam is referring to. They can't be included in the Taryag Mitzvos because of the fact that they're learned from the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorin and drashas b'hem. And next week, we'll see perhaps the most famous example of this whole controversy in the Rambam is what? I don't know what the most famous one is. Is the famous issue of Kiddush HaKesef. The famous controversy with the Rambam says that Kiddush HaKesef, which is the form of Kiddush that most of us use Bizman HaZeh, all of us use Bizman HaZeh, is Midivrei Sofrim, and that leads to a whole controversy. The Rambam himself wrote a tshuva about it, but the tshuva itself is interpreted in opposite ways, depending on who you ask. The Ramban interprets it one way. Many people interpret it to say the exact opposite of the way the Ramban interprets it. So we'll analyze that issue as a microcosm of this whole controversy in the Rambam. And in Shorash Beis, Bez Hashem, we'll take a look at that next week. Shkai.